Section 2, Further Reading. Vertical Alignment Design for Railroads. Grade design for railroads is similar in many respects to that for highways. As in highway design, there is a need to provide smooth and consistent vertical alignment and to consider controlling elevations of crossing and connecting railroad highways and bridges and drainage structures. Vertical parabolic curves are used to connect intersecting railroad grade lines, and the calculation of curve elevations is accomplished as described in several textbooks. Railroad vertical alignment design differs significantly in several aspects from the profile grade design of highways. These differences arise from inherent vehicle differences and result in more stringent design criteria for railroads. The need for stricter design criteria for railroads is principally attributed to two considerations. One, the much longer and heavier railroad vehicle. Two, the relatively low coefficient of friction between the driver wheels and the rails. Railroad design is characterized by much smaller maximum grades and much longer vertical curves than highways. Generally, steep grades cannot be tolerated in railroad design. The maximum grade for most main lines is about 1%, although grades as 2.5% may be used in mountainous terrain. Even in mountain districts and on lines of secondary importance, the use of grades greater than 4% is rare. The area gives the following specifications for the calculation of the lengths of vertical curves. Example 10.1, a plus 0.8% intersects a minus 0.3% grade on a high-speed main track. What minimum length of vertical curve should be used? This curve is on a crest. The total change of grade is 1.1%. Length of vertical curve equals 1.1 over 0.1 equals 11 stations or 1,100 feet. Example 10.2. A minus 0.4% grade intersects a plus 1.2% grade on a high-speed main track. What minimum length of vertical curve is required? This curve occurs in a sag. The total change of grade is 1.6%. Length of vertical curve equals 1.6 over 0.05 equals 32 stations or 3,200 feet. It will be noted that the criteria for length of vertical curve is more critical for sags than for crests. Longer vertical curves are required for sag curves because of the tendency of undesirable slack to develop in the couplings as the cars in front are slowed down by the change in grade. The subsequent removal of the slack may cause jerking to occur, which, in extreme cases, may cause a train to break in two. Finally, the suitability of a railroad profile grade design depends on the ability of trains to operate over the line smoothly and economically, and whether trains of a given size, tonnage, will stall on the maximum grade. In studying performance characteristics of a locomotive and train of cars over a particular stretch of tracks, the construction of a velocity profile may be helpful. The velocity profile is based on the fact that the total energy of a moving train is a sum of the elevation head, potential energy, and the velocity head, kinetic energy. An example of a velocity profile is shown in figure 10.1. In this figure, the solid line represents the actual profile of the track, the elevation head. The dashed line represents the virtual or velocity profile, the elevation head plus the velocity head. The velocity head, h, of a moving train is approximately equal to that of a freely falling body, h equals v squared over 2g, where v equals train velocity in feet per second. According to the area, this value should be increased about 6% to allow for energy stored in the rotating wheels. This results in the equation h equals 0.035 v squared, where v equals train speed in miles per hour. Line AB primed represents the maximum grade the particular locomotive and train of cars can negotiate at a speed corresponding to the point B. This grade is called the acceleration grade. Acceleration grade is computed by the following steps. 1. Determine the net tractive effort available for acceleration by subtracting the train resistance on tangent level track from the drawbar pull of the locomotive. 2. Express the net tractive effort available for acceleration in pounds per ton by dividing by the total weight of the train. 3. Divide the value obtained in step 2 by 20 pounds per ton per percent grade, the resistance due to grade. The result is the acceleration grade. It will be noted that the acceleration grade decreases with increase in speed because of similar decreases in drawbar pull. The general procedure for the construction of a velocity profile is to lay off on a graph of the actual profile the equivalent acceleration grades for speed increments of 0 to 5 miles per hour, 5 to 10 miles per hour, etc. For example, consider first the 0 to 5 miles per hour increment. From the first point on the survey profile, point A, a slope equal to the acceleration grade is laid off until the distance between the two grade lines is equal to the velocity head corresponding to 5 miles per hour. HB equals 0.035 times 5 squared equals 0.88. From point B, a slope equal to the acceleration grade until the distance between the velocity grade line and the actual grade line is equal to the velocity head corresponding to 10 miles per hour, HC equals 0.035 times 10 squared equals 3.5. This procedure is repeated until maximum speed is reached. When this occurs, the velocity profile is parallel to the actual profile and continues to be parallel until a steeper grade is reached or the locomotive decelerates due to braking or a reduction of throttle.